All right. This is the Florida Go to God First meeting, fellowship meeting. It's April 2nd, 3:57. Got done feeding wonderful cat Nia, who woke me up at 3:30. And yeah, you. She looks around after she hears her name. And then little Cookie, my Gabriella's dog. And then she's on the couch, and the lab Rosita, and she's in her crate, and they eat like super fast, and kind of like I did it when I worked at the firehouse, and stills eat way too fast. But what it got me thinking about, not that so much, but this is 24 days of taking better care of myself, loving myself. And so, you know, because the Spirit of God is my body, houses the body is the temple. Now think about that for a second. Our body is the temple of God. That is a huge statement. And as I was walking and listening yesterday to Lawrence's teaching, that's what came to me. But then this morning also, it was as I was getting ready to feed them and also doing things to take care of myself, like I said, 24 days, you know, vitamin, eating better, obviously, taking some supplements and like a B12, you know, because the doctor said, you know, and again, I don't believe everything the doctor says, but, you know, they're there to help. So you have to walk by the Spirit of God. And obviously I was, you know, out of shape and overweight, and that's not good. So am I being obedient to my Heavenly Father by doing those things? Now I know it's difficult, but it's a mindset. Of course, thank God for Becca, and thank God for, Bambi. Obviously you other ladies have said thanks, but, you two specifically have encouraged, Becca with her, you know, with her journey on training and running and, being a young lady and having her mind walking through all the things that God is working in her. And Bambi, same thing, you know, uprooting the plant and, and some of the ladies afterwards talking about, different things. I think there's a silver oxidation thing they were talking about one time. I don't know exactly. I did get it. You know, I'm not sure what it's used for, but something to do with the immune system. But anyway, back to where we were. So anyway, it's me and God on here because it's 4 o'clock now, 4:01. But anyway, it's not what, and I have completely transformed myself and through the outside, you know, or I'm on my way. Okay. But that's not what this is about. Cause God was showing me, like, there was a teaching that Lawrence did a long time ago. It was the first one, that 12 minute and 46 second teaching, that I knew for sure that I was committed and putting myself under the man of God. And then a couple of the ones he's done recently, like I told you guys, slow learner. So if you guys have caught on to this, great. But see, it's an inside job. So God was showing me it's not about what I put, you know, inside my body. You know, I mean, it's not about what's on the outside. It's not, you know, it's not what I'm doing. It's an inside job with our Father. It's inside out. It's inside with your thinking. It's inside with your thoughts. It's inside with the mind of Christ that we have. We're complete in Christ. Are we going to mess up? Yeah, because we're dragged. We, you know, although we're complete, we've got patterns and paradigms that we drag around, and it's okay. And that's Mary and a lot of other ladies, Lawrence, you know, sin is just missing the mark, you know. And I'm not trying to downplay the word sin, because really it's being disobedient to to our Heavenly Father. So with me, being stubborn and eating whatever I wanted to do and doing the things and letting my mind wander all over the place and, you know, go off on those thoughts, you know, because really at the one time it says in here that we were enemies of the cross of Christ. Okay. Well, again, God looks on our hearts. So as soon as we get born again, which is for some of us a long time ago, some of us is, you know, just recently maybe or whatever, you know, however that is with everybody, only God knows, you know, that you're born again. Of course, you've got the manifestation of the Spirit of God, which proves it. But I'm just saying that, you know, you know, God looks on your heart. So as your walk, it's not always going to be comfortable, because you have to grow through our Heavenly Father out of those patterns and paradigms and keep practicing. But again, God showed me today, He showed me today that, it's not what we put in on physical food. Like I'm giving the dogs and the cat me. I don't want to leave her out, because that's a perfect example. You can be born again. Okay. And you see it every day and have God in Christ in you and still act exactly like an animal. See, animals are body and soul. We are body, soul, and Spirit of God. Okay. Now, at one time we were all born with just body and soul. Okay. Once you're born again, you've got body, soul, and spirit. Okay. Spirit of God. Okay. Now, we walked according to the lust of our flesh, enemies of the cross of Christ and of our Heavenly Father. Okay. Either that was done through just disobedience, or we just didn't know any better. I'm talking about everybody now. Or it was patterns and paradigms. Whatever the reasons, none of it matters. It says it in God's Word. It's really clear. So again, it's not what goes, because what goes in, you know, physical food is coming out. We all know that. That's a little TMI, but hey, I'm just letting God work within me, you know, but what we're doing by speaking in tongues, or what we're doing by renewing our minds, and what we're doing by putting in the thoughts of our Heavenly Father. Okay. And then practicing and being disciplined and being obedient. Those things have produced fruit. Okay. The stuff that we eat, the stuff that we drink, the stuff that we consume, whether it's news, TV, radio, whatever it might be, all that stuff comes out one way or the other. It either comes out, one way, or it comes out through your actions and patterns and paradigms and things like that. So, again, God just showed me really clearly today that, you know, this is great that you're doing this, man, but, you know, really it's an inside job. And again, it started that 12 minute and 46 second teaching a long time ago that I talked about a lot, because again, that revolutionized, my, walk with my Heavenly Father, because I was walking, and again, nothing against fellowship, I was walking like a lot of other people. Now, I still do the thing, missing the mark constantly, every day, okay? But I'm growing, getting better. I'm learning to put a guard on my mouth. I'm learning to shut my mouth. I'm learning to be an imitator of my Heavenly Father. That's what He wants us to do, to be obedient to Him. Okay? And it's okay if you miss the mark. Just get right back on the next minute. It says in Lamentations, it says that His mercies and the compassion, I believe, is new every day. Well, I know you, but the word definitely says, but it's really every second. So I don't have to waller. There's that word again, Mary. Waller. Like a pig in mud. And be stuck. I can be as stuck as long as I want to be, or as short as I want to be. And Becca was pointing that out. She didn't use the word waller. I don't know if they have that word over in England. But she was saying about changing your mind. Becca was. She was about changing your mind, where you can change your mind, and you know, either it takes longer or it's a quick thought. And obviously that's not Becca talking, and that's not Mary talking. Obviously Lawrence is the man of God. That ain't him talking. These are words from our Heavenly Father, just like God gave me these words to speak today. Okay. That we are able to, it's not again what we put in unless it's from our Heavenly Father. That's what, well, actually both changes us. Okay. Both changes, one to life and one to death. Again, it goes back to choose you this day, life and death. And again, confessions, power, life and death in the power of the tongue. So, you know, what's going into our hearts are going to come out of our mouth. And so what we're doing also now, kind of a reverse thing too, also, is we're confessing God's word so we can literally hear it, and then it's into our heart, okay? Because a lot of us know the word, and if, you know, I was reading, I love Elijah. Elijah's just, you know, not that I don't like the rest of them. But Elijah's like one of my favorites, other than Christ, obviously. But, you know, it was a section in, 21, 1 Kings, and 22, where Jezebel, you know, had Ahab, you know, because he couldn't buy the land because it wasn't the right thing to do for the guy to sell his land, because back then land, not back then, even still today for the Israelites, it's an inheritance, and you don't ever get rid of it, as far as I know. Now, obviously, that might have changed. Of course, that's not according to God's word. You know, even though it might be in the Old Testament, there isn't, unless it changed in the New Testament, which I don't think it did. So, because God's got borders and He's got things that are specifically for the Jews later on, it's mapped out. You know, when they say from the river to the sea, you know, they lost their minds. They're quoting. See, the God of this world is a counterfeit. Everything is a counterfeit. Some things look good, but they're not the best for you. Okay? Some things feel good, but they're not the best for you. So our Father wants the best for us. He wants us to, you know, Christ, we are bought with a price. Okay? Now we honor that by glorifying God, magnifying God. And the theme today is living for God. We got to remember that we're bought with a price, and that price was a heavy price for our Father. He had to see that free will, you know, Christ to go through that. And I'm sure that was a heavy price for Him. I'm sure it's a heavy price that, because He sees, although we're complete, He sees us with that completeness. Me, for example, not fulfilling the ordained works that he's given, which God gave Lawrence to teach just recently, ordained works that we have for us. And also he just spoke on laborers. That was part of that other teaching, which I encourage you guys to listen to. I mean, they're smoking on there. God is building us up. There's great and mighty things happening, in the USA and all over, actually. Jesus Christ, I mean, God is just not working, obviously, because we know from the Nepalese and the Indians that India, that, you know, and all over the world too. Those are the two we just know right now. You know, I mean, obviously, and we see through the history and through the records in God's word that he works everywhere. He's not a respecter of persons. So it doesn't matter who you are. You know, you put your mind to work, have a mind to work, have a mind to be a laborer. If I want laborers, I need to be a laborer first, like Lawrence was saying. So be a laborer first. And then, you know, that's just one aspect. And then the other things that we're being taught by God to do, you know, obviously the honoring God, obviously the speaking in tongues much, which I cannot tell you. And I'm going to tell you again today, Thursday, because, it is again revolutionary. But again, you know, and then the connect is huge, you know, and, it again, because you're able to vent, you're able to get some things off your heart. Like I said before, not sure how the man of God feels about it, but hey, he's been placed there by God. So that's how it is. And we all, and nobody's any better. Remember that. We're all, you know, he's been placed there for a reason. Okay. And there's other men of God that have been placed in other places. Sanjay's where he is. And so there's other people that are working. God works in everybody that allow him to work in them. Okay. It says in Galatians, if someone's preaching Christ and it might not be according to according to the correct doctrine of God's word, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously, to let them go, you know, let them do, because they're doing their thing, you know, their way, you know, so we could be doing some things wrong here. I'm looking and, you know, the only things I'm doing wrong are everything's from me. Okay. But all this other stuff, the honoring God, the speaking in tongues much, the connecting, the praying for laborers, which I'm finally getting to. Okay. Cause like I came on here first, I want to pray for the laborers, laborers, hell. I mean, I just want to be okay. Forget laborers. Yeah. And then, I forget what the other one is. Someone will remind me, or I'll get there. Again, I'm like a slow learner, but I am a fast learner. God's got me on a fast track, okay? And because I'm speaking in tongues much. You want to get on a fast track? Speak in tongues much, okay? Go to God. Be disciplined. Be obedient. Ask him questions. Practice those five things, and you'll get on the fast track because I can see it. I can spiritually feel it strengthening me, okay, confidence-wise, self-esteem-wise, loving myself-wise. Now, you know, people on the outside might not see it at this moment, but it's manifesting itself. I am the light of the world. You know, I am redeemed, holy, sanctified. I am sinless in Christ. And again, it's not because of my works. It's because of the completed work of Christ. Now, I have to be a laborer, okay? I could sit back and stop and, you know, go sit down and watch the TV, which I do, and enjoy it. And I was watching Angels in the Outfield, which is a great 1951 movie. anyway, it's a great little movie, you know. And in the movie, the guy, he was brash, cussing all the time, you know, was alone. He didn't like a lot of people, didn't have friends, ate by himself, ate steak, ate incorrectly. And again, God showed me all this stuff, you know, even through things that are like, you know, God can work in you to do his good pleasure by other things, you know, books you read, things you listen to, things you hear on the radio. I'll never forget Kim was, this is years ago, she was driving somewhere or being driven somewhere, and on the radio, the lady was talking about something, but it boiled down for, God was showing Kim, it was about the heart. And again, it's always about the heart. You know, so as we practice these things, again, I'm being molded. I am being sculptured. I'm being growing up in my Lord and Savior. I'm walking into the completeness. I'm being obedient. Get off. That's Mia the cat. She wants to get off, get up there. She's the only one that can, but I don't allow her. And, but I'm nice to her. I just tell her to get off and she listens. So, but you see, it's that being obedient, speaking and just practicing those things, listening to the man of God, connecting to him. Okay. Those are the things we do. Okay. And then taking care of our bodies, you know, not staying up, you know, obviously, listen, Miami Hurricanes are playing football. No, I'm joking. not unless, you know, I mean, you know, stay off. You know better, stay. You know, getting the proper amount of sleep, you know, drinking the proper amount of fluids, eating the correct foods, you know. You know, God can, and everybody's different, you know. I'm not saying what I'm doing is perfect, but the 24-day change in me started when I started speaking in tongues. I know you want my attention, but not right now. So that started when I was speaking in tongues much. So God showed me, guided me, and directed me into this, and I just used the guidance from him to get me where I'm at today. Now I'm where I need to be, you know, in reference to all the physical stuff. No. But what is the most important thing? The most important thing is what's inside of us, the mental part, the thinking. Okay. The what's coming out of our mouths. It's the walking in the completeness of Christ. Okay. We have the ability to walk in the completeness of Christ. Now it's up to our free will to walk that way. So again, it's not what you put in, okay? Actually, it is what you put in. Because it's the same thing as reaping and sowing and reaping. You know, are you sowing into your life good things? You know, in every aspect of your life. You know, are you sowing? You know, am I eating a Musketeer bar? You know, at 12:30 at night. You know, staying up late. That's not good for the temple of the body of Christ. Okay, because I'm part of the body of Christ. It's not good for the temple of God, which is your body. Housing the Spirit of God, which our Lord and Savior said, hey, I have to leave so the Comforter can come. So it comforts us so that we can comfort others. That's part of being a laborer. Okay, we are able to comfort others along with being comforted. And then, of course, we got the man of God as an encourager. He's pastor. You know, a minister, and so you get comfort from him also, you know, from going to him, you know, again, he's placed there. We're all placed in a certain part, and don't worry about what it is. Okay. We just happen to know he's the man of God. I don't have no idea, you know, where I'm placed or what it's called. Don't care right now at this point. I care, but I don't, you know, I'm getting myself as a laborer. I'm going to get laborers. Father God, thank you for laborers. Bring them to me and continue to help me and guide me and direct me into the completeness of Christ. I'm complete and remove these paradigms, remove these patterns from my life. So, which is what he's doing. And within this 24 days, absolutely. So, just a praise report, great things going on. And again, you ladies, keep this up, you know, not that the men are not, but just keep letting God work within you, you know, and, you know, around our country, and I'm sure it's around this way all, all, all over. You know, I'm never going to church again. I can tell you that right now. You know, I didn't like religion because, again, it's man-made. But in the churches, you will, in religion, you will see the women drag the men to the churches. There's more women than, in the churches than there is men. Because men don't want to be dragged anywhere. Okay? Men are designed to lead. Okay? And that's just the roles, the role that we have. You can see it with the man of God. He puts God first. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm putting God first. I'm following his lead. Okay? And I'm putting God first. Everybody else is below. You know, it's just how it is. You know, and I don't mean below, below. I mean, you know, it's, you know, obviously I'm going to meet their needs, but, you know, it's God first. And what that means is obedient in all categories. And it, sometimes it takes a while, like with me, you know, slower than others, but I'm on the fast track because with a lot of y'all's teaching, you ladies, and you ladies are designed perfectly by God. You are not second-class citizens, as the world teaches. You know, there's no, when you rest in your femininity, that's when you get really blessed. Okay. And when men step up and lead, that's where we're blessed. It's clear right there in Ephesians 5. I mean, I didn't write this book. This is our Heavenly Father. You know, and it's talking about a marriage, but it's talking about the body of Christ. You know, it says that, that the wife is to respect the husband and reverence the husband. And then the man is to love his wife as Christ loved the church, which is actually a greater, I don't want to say greater, but it's actually a, because Christ died for the church. Now, obviously we don't have to, but we're protectors. You know, that's what we're supposed to be. So if that includes stepping in front of to protect, well, then that's what it does. That's what it means. Because Christ died for the church, you know, for the body of Christ, in order to have a body of Christ. Our Father has got the body of Christ and is here on earth currently. We are going to be redeemed. Okay. We are, I mean, physically redeemed, I mean, out of here, you know, at the proper time, not now. I mean, I actually have no idea. When could be any day, but it could be 1,000 years from now too. But the great thing is in the morning, the hope of the return of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. It's another thing we should put in the forefront of our minds. I heard that a long time ago, and that's absolutely true. That gives you energy. It's like going to Lawrence, it's going to that connect, you know, because you can place the hope of the return of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, in the forefront, in the very, your mind. Speak in tongues and do all the things. You're going to live that abundant life. You know, Christ didn't just die just to get us born again and struggle around here on earth. No, no. There's promise after promise. The Old Testament's got promises for us. Don't discount that. It says no evil will come next to your door. No evil will come near your door. Well, it's either true or not. And I know it's true. You know, it says that you can go through a wall, over a wall, under a wall, whatever it is. Obviously, the epistles says that we can command things, you know, and, you know, to, and however God works in you, you know, to do, you know, but, we're able to command because it's not us. What is us is God in Christ in man. And I'm able to command things that they, get out of my way, be removed, you know, and that's what I'm doing in my life now. And that's how God's working in me. But it takes free will, it takes obedience, and it takes discipline to do those things. And it takes being a laborer, okay? It takes work. I have a mind to work. Now, do I got to do some physical things? Yeah, of course I do. You know, like the people that Lawrence talks about in India, or in Nepal, when he gets there, they recognize who he is because they got God in Christ in him. So what do? They grab his furniture. They grab his suitcases, you know, which I guess maybe that's probably the English word or suitcase. Hell, I don't know. Anyway, they grab his suitcases, and they also pay for his rooms. He doesn't say that ahead of time for them to do that. He doesn't tell them to do that. They do that out of honor, out of respect, you know, because God has shown them that it's written right there. God has shown them to honor the man of God, to respect him, you know, and to honor him, you know, not just with, you know, like you're honoring God, but the man who's laboring, you know, man, I called him up or I saw him online the other night at 12 o'clock. I sent him a note, get to bed, you know, cause we need him. I need him anyway. I'm sure you guys do too. I need him. Get some sleep, you know, and I'm sure Kim is, you know, cause he could not do what he's doing without Kim. Okay. And I'm sure Kim has done everything she can to drag him to bed, you know, so he can get some rest. But, you know, at some point she's just said, hey, listen, you know, he'll learn, you know, and she's praying. I'm sure she's praying, you know, get your ass in bed, you know, get some rest, you know, you'll even be more productive, you know, that's just coming from me. My thoughts, because I know that I am, because last night, the other night, Gabriella had a friend that was, sick, and she called me up, and I told her, first I prayed for her, and then, they had her take her to the ER, and I was up all night, because Gabriella's in a city that's, it's not the greatest city, but it, you know, it's my little girl, right? So, I stayed up all night, you know, waiting for her to get home, which wasn't the best thing. I should have just relaxed, trusted in God, went to sleep, you know. So, you know, yeah, I'm learning here, you know, but I spent the whole night up. And then when she finally got home, you know, I had about 45 minutes to go to sleep. I said, well, what the hell? 45 minutes? What am I going to sleep for 45 minutes for? Might as well stay up. And that's what I did, you know, and then I'm back to the better pattern that my father has got me, being more obedient, you know, and I learned a big lesson then. You know, I should have just prayed, and I should have just, you know, said, hey, text me or call me, because all the women, like all the young girls, especially all the women in general too, like to text. I hate texting. But, just again, discipline, labor, be a laborer. You know, those are the things that I've been, you know, and God showed me today, you know, the things that go in us, they can be good or they can be bad. So we have to, you know, watch, you know, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of the issues of life. So there's a guard on your heart, you know, because again, it's from the heart. But these changes that I'm seeing specifically in my life, 24 days now, and it's been going on for a while, but specifically fast tracking 24 days. I'm talking, especially with the, eating correctly, because of you ladies and God, obviously showing me, you know, Becca and Bambi and a couple of the other ladies. You know, nobody's special here again. I'm just saying that's some of the encouragement. I mean, heck, ever since I got on here, Bambi's been talking about organic this and organic that. I don't even know what all of them are, but, you know, I know that she's got the Spirit of God in her, and I listen, you know, and then Becca, same thing. I got on here, she's been, you know, physically taking care of herself and doing the things that she needs to do. So those are all good things. Now, if they were doing the opposite, it would be not good. It wouldn't be disciplined. It wouldn't be obedient. Because we're the temple of God, body of Christ. Okay. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share, or God had me share from the mouth of my Heavenly Father, the Spirit of God that I've got, that I got. I am complete in Christ, and great things are happening. Great things are going to move over here. So this is the Florida go to God First Fellowship, and I am smoking hot, on fire, baby. So love you guys.